on your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienchild here, and yes, I am your host. I am here with Dr. Tim Brown, DC, ND, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, we're going to be discussing how we utilize oxygen, how oxygen affects ourselves, our health, and some practical things people can do to improve their oxygen utilization. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a reminder, folks, that if you have questions or if you require assistance, you can certainly reach Dr. Brown's office at 604-538-3017, or you can visit him or his staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, welcome to the call. Nice to have you here again.
Well, good day.
Good day. Okay, let's jump right into this. This is a fabulous topic. What do you mean by energy is all about oxygen utilization?
Well, if we look at how we study how human beings derive energy, it's really all about how we utilize oxygen. Because without oxygen for a very short period of time, our cells, especially our brain and nerve cells, die and the tissues deteriorate rapidly. This happens as in things like a stroke or a heart attack. It can happen with head trauma or poisoning, especially things like acute mercury poisoning or this type of thing. But when we're more slowly starved of oxygen, or when we're slowly unable to utilize oxygen, we deteriorate, but in a predictable and much slower rate of decline, and one which directly correlates with aging of our brain and our body functions. And so there's a term called biological aging, which is different than your chronological age. And oxygen utilization is a direct reflection of aging and also mitochondrial function.
Thank you. Thanks very much. For the folks in the audience, would you just break down briefly what mitochondrial function is?
Yes. The mitochondria are the little cellular energy machines that are in your body tissues, and they sit in areas of the body that are more susceptible to damage from the environment, from lack of nutrients, radiation, viruses and infections, chemical poisonings, drugs. And many things can shut down their functioning, and we have lots of these mitochondria throughout the body, but if you get a disease such as a viral infections, and you can end up with chronic fatigue syndromes, and mononucleosis can cause these things. The loss or damage to this mitochondria leads to what's called early onset mitochondrial dysfunction, which is a premature onset of aging. That's something that we want to avoid. My interest is in optimal function for the human being. And instead of anti-aging and looking at that, I focus on something I would call optimal aging.
That's wonderful. The most important thing is to keep folks from hospital beds, keep them happy and healthy.
Well, again, a healthy back, a body, and a brain all working together. So Dr. Frank Schallenberger wrote an article that was very interesting when I came across it. It's called Early Onset Mitochondrial Dysfunction. And in that article, he showed that using physiological testing of oxygen utilization, There's a direct correlation with mitochondrial dysfunction. And when compared to aging populations, because we know that oxygen utilization declines each decade as we age and get older, from about 40 years of age onwards, there's a steady decline. But we found that people in their 30s or their 40s may have functioning that correlates with a person that's 10 or 15 years older. Or vice versa, we can have somebody who's 60 years old and their physiological testing shows that they're really at a 50-year-old capacity. Mm. This is what we term biological age. The age that your tissues are at would be then correlated with the normals for certain age groups. And we can then tell how your cells are functioning. And we know you're only as strong as the weakest part of your functioning.
Yeah, thank you for that. The decline can be reversed. That's the important thing. Now, what's the correlation to diet, Dr. Brown?
Well, we found a huge correlation to diet, to stress, and to some other things. So these are some things that people can actually make a change in. And one of the correlations that's obvious is as you get older, into your 30s, 40s, you have to lower carbohydrate intake. And carbohydrates act kind of like a kindling for a fire. And we need a certain amount in our system for of glucose, which is what the brain runs on. But if we have too much in our system, initially we can get what's called hypoglycemia, which is an overreaction to the sugars and things in the diet, and too much insulin, and then the blood sugar will also drop. If you get an underreaction of insulin, not enough, then what happens is you end up becoming diabetic. So after 35, we have to change our diet to lower carbs because we can't handle them like we did when we were earlier. And symptoms of too much carb in the system can also be things like bloating and gas and irritable bowel reactions.
May I interrupt? You're speaking of complex carbs as well as standard carbs?
Yeah, that gets us into another discussion about all the nutrients, their different levels. For instance, with carbohydrates, if you took something like potato as a carbohydrate, well, potato has a relatively high glycemic index, but there's a difference between whether you had potato as a deep-fried or French-fried potato, if you have it as a quick mashed potato thing that you just add some water in and it's instant, and or whether you had a baked potato. And the difference is, as you're pointing out, between complexities. On the one hand, if you have a deep fried, you're getting oils that are already cooked, and you're getting a combination of an oil and a carbohydrate that's already cooked, and that's very hard on your system. On the other hand, if you have the mashed potatoes that are quick cooked, you're going to get an instant hit of those carbohydrates. So, yes, you do want them complex so that they're burning longer and slower. That's one of the principles. But then there's also, when we talked about fats, they're the right and the wrong fats. And we can't utilize what I call plasticized or oxidized fats, because they plug up our system. They're like eating, you know, plastic and or used oil and putting it back in your car. What we need are fats that help our cell membranes, our nerve insulation sheaths, and energy production in the mitochondria. We can't burn fats that are very large and complex. They're like big logs. And we need them chopped into the right size pieces so we can burn them, like if you were burning wood in your fireplace. It needs to be the right size. And the size we need are called medium chain triglycerides or medium chain fatty acids.
So you covered carbs, fats, what else?
Well, you have to have enough protein. And protein are building blocks for repair and maintenance of our structures when they get worn out. So you have to have enough protein so that you can make good repair. Without good protein, your wear and tear on your body is not going to be corrected. So regarding carbohydrates, fats, and protein, I tell people it's like the story of the three little pigs. And the first little pig built the house out of straw, and straw is carbohydrates. They burn quickly, but they don't offer you an awful lot of protection from the big bad wolf, which is stress. The second little pig built his house out of sticks, and the sticks and things are more like fats. They still burn, but they burn longer, and we're going to use those for long-term energy and endurance. And the third little pig built the house out of protein, which were bricks. Now, the bricks offer great structural stability and resistance to the big bad wolf, but if you built your house just everything in your place out of bricks, it wouldn't be very comfortable. So you need the right amount of things made of materials, kind of straw-like, and then some things made of fat, so they're a little softer and cushier, and you also need protein for the rigid and the strength of the structures.
And you need more stuff, too. You need?
Well, you need now the things that make it all come together, because carbohydrates, fats, and proteins are relatively static unless you break them down and remodel them and utilize them. So for that, we need another group of three, which are enzymes, vitamins, and minerals.
The good guys.
Yeah, the good guys. Well, they're actually the things that do the work. So the enzymes break things apart into the correct sizes and small pieces, so they make the modules that we can utilize. And that's kind of like when you purchase furniture from the store. It usually comes in boxes that you have to put together, take apart and put together when you get them through the doorway. Enzymes are very important in that they do the work. But the speed at which enzymes can function are related to vitamins and minerals. And vitamins are called coenzymes because they work with the enzymes to upregulate or downregulate the production pathways. And then minerals are called cofactors because they work with enzymes and vitamins in order to regulate these pathways. So the way I explain it to patients is I say, now you have to bring the bride, the groom, and the preacher together in order to have the relationship created that needs to happen here to have a proper marriage between the food groups and your body.
Going back to your three little piggies analogy, I think these are the windows and the doors to let the sun in. Enzymes, vitamins, and minerals.
Yes. These are the things that create the proper fire or combustion in the house to keep it warm. And to get rid of the unwanted things, you have to have a garbage disposal system, but you have to have a food intake system. So in the body, we look at the energy production, which creates heat. And so being properly heated and warm is important for everything to function. And then you need kitchen for this to go on, which is your digestive tract. And then you need a bathroom area where things are being released, the waste products and things. So there's a whole kind of a system that we can easily understand by relating to things in our own life.
Where does fiber fit in? This goes back to the carbs, the complex carbs.
Well, the fiber is important because it's part of the cleaning process.
Right, and, you just triggered that thought with the garbage disposal.
Yeah, garbage disposal cleaning and holding on to, it's important that we trap some of the things and put them into the right kinds of containers to get them released and out of the system. Otherwise, if, for instance, the chimney's plugged up and the doors and windows are all shut tightly to the outside as a kind of protection, then the problem is that you get what's called auto-intoxication. The waste products from the inside are going to build up and actually create an environment that is detrimental to those three little piggies.
And that's why detox sometimes is detrimental, because it's too harsh without fiber.
Yes, it's even more than just fiber, because when we get into detoxification and talk about things like heavy metals, you must have proper chelators that grab onto them.
Chelators, right,
and
right.
Remove them, and fiber is one of those. But you also have to have solvents and solutions that bring these things out of the cells from like in the carpets and the different parts of the house. There's different types of cleansers that you need. And, of course, all the toxic load and stuff goes to your central vacuum system, which is really your liver. And then you have your air purifiers, which get plugged up. Your air filters are your lungs. And, of course, your you have your kidneys, which are your water filters. And kidneys are very important for mineral factors in your body, because in the kidneys, everything is dumped out and then basically reabsorbed in terms
right.
of how it works.
Dr. Brown, what does the term essential mean? You know how you get essential fatty acids.
Right. When the term is used in nutrients, it means that these are things that you cannot make from within your own system. So you must get these from outside. So when we have essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, and this type of thing, then you must put them into your system through your diet, and you must obtain them from outside sources. So we have essential fatty acids are very important for this energy production, because these are things that we also burn and also are protective. So we have things like phosphatidylcholine, EPA and DHA, which come from the ocean-based things like fish and plants. We have medium-chain triglycerides, things like wheat germ oil or rice germ, and what we call plant sterols. Those are all types of fatty acid products that are very important to helping you maintain healthy function.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It's important to note that sometimes you do need an outside dietary source if you're a vegetarian also.
Yeah, the vegetarians have to be extra careful to make sure that they're properly combining foods. For instance, we know that to get your essential amino acids and proteins, you need to have a mixture of things like rice, corn, and beans. All three of them together give you a more balanced base of amino acids.
Why the corn?
Well, it's because each one has certain contributions. You have to get all of them together, and you also have to find the proper ratio between nutrients.
Thank you. Very interesting. I am Eva Marienchild with Dr. Tim Brown, and after the break, we will talk more about oxygen utilization. We'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Hillcrest Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
Buying or selling a home on the Semiahmoo Peninsula? Catch up on local market conditions on This Week in Real Estate with Lance and Connie Marples from Sutton West Coast Realty on localwebradio.fm. To schedule a face-to-face consultation, you can reach Lance and Connie at 604-538-8888. That's 604-538-8888. And visit them online at www.surreywhiterockhomes.com. Shopping for the lowest mortgage rate? Looking to refinance? Catch the Mortgage Newscast with Jared Dreyer on the Business Channel on localwebradio.fm.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown, and we're talking about some practical things people can do to improve their oxygen utilization. That's interesting about the corn. Lysine, what's missing? Everybody just goes for rice and beans.
I know, but you see, in Mexico, for instance, they had the corn.
Tortilla.
Might help, but to get the mix. If you're vegetarian, you have to pay a lot more attention to these kind of relationships. With animal proteins, it's higher in the food chain, so there's more things that we can derive. But on the secondary side of it, we can also derive more toxic load that builds up as it moves up the food chain.
Right. What about that GMO corn malaise, this issue that everyone's talking about? How much does that bring down a few rungs, what you just recommended?
Well, in the next session, there's a whole introduction there about how to fix things,
proper parts.
And when we start using man-made parts, which were not designed for the body, and we start putting those in, all we can say is medicine is probably the only profession that tries to do that and get away with it. I'll sort of leave that to the next talk.
Next show.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. How can we measure oxygen utilization?
Okay. Mostly it's something that's not measured directly, but it's actually been overlooked. So the most common way people have this measured indirectly is through lab tests, which are looking at factors that play a role in oxygen utilization, such as hormone functions, thyroid, adrenal. Sometimes they're looking for nutrient deficiencies through lab tests and things. And once in a while, toxic overload can be looked for. But you have to know what has to run, and the doctors and most people aren't really measuring oxygen utilization and really looking for it. The second way is a functional kind of testing that can challenge how the body is utilizing these things, and we can do that with autonomic response tests, such as applied kinesiology or applied physiology. And in this way, we challenge various pathways to identify unbalanced responses. So, for example, if we do muscle testing and the muscle initially is strong and we challenge it 5 or 10 or 15 reps and it weakens, and we do this throughout the different areas of the body and we get this weakening, we can pretty much tell that the person is having a problem with some of their mitochondrial function, usually fat metabolism. And usually when that occurs, they're eating too much carbohydrate or they're not getting enough fat so that the little pumps, the mitochondria, are able to keep going. And what we do is we test them. We find the right form of a fatty acid, and we get them to change their diet a little bit. And quite often that will kick the mitochondria back into proper function.
Good. And you can do all this with your staff in your office.
Yes, and of course there's much more sophisticated ways that we can test this. We can challenge for heavy metal toxicity, for imbalance of nutrients, and we can find when there's viral loads and things and or waste products from the viruses left in the system that are creating an interference. So these are the interference factors that I talk about, which are a toxicity, too much of something in the system, deficiency, there's not enough of a particular nutrient or balance of nutrients. Structural things can interfere so that you can have an injury that's creating an interference for the proper functioning of your joints, muscles, and nervous system. And then the other thing is you can have conflicts and programming errors, which are sort of the mental, emotional components of interference.
That is so important. That's energy right there. So in your office, you do provide the use of ozone and hyperbaric oxygen treatments.
We don't have hyperbaric in. I'm looking into that because I found some newer forms that are more practical than having a huge setup. And with hyperbaric, there's issues with flammability from the oxygen and stuff. But I found some interesting ways to, they're getting hyperbaric now so people can actually do some of these things in their own homes.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm
wonderful.
Doing some research on that. Now, there's one other area of testing that's very significant, and that's more direct testing of oxygen utilization. And it's a physiology testing that I came across with Dr. Schallenberger down in Reno, who teaches about ozone, has a unique way he set up a lab. You actually measure oxygen and carbohydrate utilization, and you can tell whether a person's burning fat or carbohydrate, and when they're going into lactic acid function,
yeah.
which is when you can't keep up with enough oxygen. And I'm looking at this and considering putting this into my office because it's the most direct way that we can actually measure your biological age.
Wow, that would be awesome if you can do that. That's wonderful you're looking into that.
Yes, and the key to this is we're looking for the parts we can reverse. I want to catch people when they're in dysfunction and turn them back into healthy functioning people. And my office is not focused so much on, you know, the when people are on their last legs, you know, with deep cancers and things. What we're trying to do is make changes early on where they can be made and get the level of consciousness and energy production up to higher levels, because when we talked about consciousness and brain function, the brain is dependent on having oxygen and oxygen utilization and being able to have energy. That raises our consciousness up when we have the energy. When we're at a low level, the brain starts shutting down and going into safe mode or hibernation or reptilian functions, which are all just survival.
Absolutely. You're underscoring what was said eons ago, that we've got to learn to heal ourselves to make sure we stay out of doctor's offices. We have to teach the patient how to not get sick.
Yes. And the reality is the doctor's offices are mostly looking for pathologies, which are when you're in significant breakdown of cell function and structure. But what doctor's offices should be more focused on, and what most everybody coming in is actually in a dysfunction, I mean, they're having more difficulty with their functioning. It hurts when I do this, or I used to be able to do X, but now I can't do it, or, you know, can you help back?
Yeah, so that's when you know you're on fire. That's the red flag. But by then, your body's been saying, I've been trying to tell you all along.
Yeah, the body has backup systems. And my mentor used to say it's like a biological computer or a rocket ship, which always has backup systems for things. And it's often not until these backup systems are failing, your second or third level, that people actually are then paying attention and seeking help.
Absolutely. God gave us wonderful bodies and does what it needs to do if we just give it a little bit of help. What are some practical things people can do to improve their oxygen utilization?
Well, the first thing was diet, which we talked about, which is lower your carbohydrate intake. Eat less carbohydrates and more of the complex. You need to have lean proteins and increase the amount and variety of the vegetables based on colors and consistency. And you've got to get the essential fatty acids, things like olive oil, coconut oil, and the fish oils into your diet. And along with that, most people are, you know, understand that they need to get clean, good water into their system. So we also found that diet alone isn't enough, because the quality of where things are grown and how they're grown makes a difference. And we need to supplement the diet with high-quality vitamins, some minerals, and concentrated vegetable-based supplements. The next thing is exercise. It's really important that we get exercise, especially after 30 years of age or so. It's even more important, but we need aerobic activity in moderation. We want to stimulate the system, but we don't want to burn it out. Burn it out means we do way too much and we don't supply enough rest and repair factors into the system, because it's all about balance.
All right.
And along that line, the next thing would be relaxation. The relaxation response of things like yoga, tai chi, meditation, or just focused breathing and quiet time is important for the system to reset. And then there's things that increase our ability to open up the circulation and get oxygen. And those are things like infrared sauna, which helps to detoxify and opens up. That's why people like to go to warm places where there's sort of a drier heat. And then there's ozone. ozone is a whole topic in itself, and the health benefits of ozone and its use to treat infections and that sort of thing. And then there's, of course, the higher-end stuff, which is like hyperbaric oxygen, which is getting oxygen under pressure so mm-hmm. that the tissues can saturate.
Yeah.
So those things are things people can do. And then, of course, we'd like them to get some kind of oxygen utilization testing, which would include understanding and looking at hormones and mm-hmm. their nutrient and toxins evaluated to remove or supply mm-hmm. elements that are either needed or needing to be removed from their system in order for them to function properly.
You mentioned hormone. A lot of women are jumping on the DHEA bandwagon. Do you recommend that?
What I'm going to do, that's our next topic, actually.
Next topic, yay, something to look forward to. We always do that.
It's all about hormones and health and their role in your oxygen utilization and anti-aging or optimal aging.
Okay, we'll put the lid on it, though, then. So, Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share on this topic?
Well, I want to say that oxygen utilization is a key factor to our health and optimal functioning. And since it's also about and tied to fat burning, it's a key component in weight loss and ability to maintain a proper weight. So it should be important to people to understand if you're going to try to lose weight, it's not just about cutting carbs or calories. It's also mm-hmm. about getting your oxygen utilization up with exercise, with proper supplementation, and getting the hormones and things balanced.
And it can be done. In the news this morning, there was a story of a woman who lost 160 pounds in Texas, and she did it by gentle walking, cutting out the fried, cutting out the processed, cutting out the soda, and that was a good beginning.
Well, absolutely. It's all about lifestyle changes and getting back
lifestyle.
To what nature's about and
getting right.
out of our man-made virtual world that creates these imbalances.
Yes, we created them. We can fix them. Dr. Brown, thanks so much for this real important information. It's been a glimpse into how our bodies utilize oxygen, which is most important. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. We'll cover all the topics that we touched on today, more than that, where we will be discussing hormonal health, what you need to know about the big six. And if you folks can think of someone who might benefit from what we've talked about today, please go ahead and share this podcast with them. I'm sure they will thank you for it. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
Oh, thank you, and have a good day, and may health be with you.
May health be with you. And you can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone at 604-538-3017 or visit him and his staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. And thanks again so much. Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye now.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
On your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio, we're localwebradio.fm.